Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Reservations to visit the garden can be made online at southcoastbotanicgarden.org before coming to visit, and the Botanic Garden is open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day. Come for a walk in nature. There are many plants in the bromeliad family blooming in the garden, and at the corner of the walkway and the entrance to the fuchsia garden is a mound of long, thin, spiny, tongue-shaped leaves. This is a bromeliad called Dickia and has tall spires of small orange flowers. It might be a native to Brazil, but it is named after a Prussian prince. Following the basic one-way traffic flow through the garden, we'll head us towards the volunteer vegetable beds first. On the way is a stunning display of pink velvet angel trumpet blooms. These sweet-smelling blooms open at night and will draw night-flying pollinators as well as hummingbirds. As the springtime moves into summer, the vegetable garden is beginning to ripen. If you've been watching the artichokes, you'll now see that the heads are blooming out into a wonderful green sunburst with a vibrant purple center. The strawberries are ripening, and the fava beans are a favorite with garden guests and grasshoppers alike. Across the paved walk is the lower meadow with the border of larkspur. Walking into the lower meadow to the far left is the purple-top vervain. It's a favorite with bees and butterflies alike. Then take the path towards the rose garden, and you'll be treated to a riot of flowers in the lush alstroemeria beds. Turning right on Tram Road will keep us in the one-way traffic pattern and takes us on a walk past the cactus and succulent beds to areas of wonderful trees. Keep an eye on the left side of the walk. You'll see the western catalpa in bloom with a huge chamel ash specimen planted right behind it like a frame. Next on the left of the walkway is a sausage tree. It's just coming into bloom this season and still has some fruit on it from last season. You can really see why it's called a sausage tree. These deep red flowers bloom at night and attract bats as pollinators. The fruit can grow to 3 feet long and weigh up to 30 pounds. When ripe, it is food for hippos, elephants, and baboons, while the wood is used to make both river canoes and an African xylophone instrument. Continuing ahead at the intersection of Memorial Meadow Lane and Tram Road is a very dramatic flax leaf paper bark tree in full bloom. This is just around the corner from the fascinating Four Lines Oblique Gyratory Square sculpture by George Rickey. This is one of the sculptures on loan from the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, and it moves in every direction possible depending on the breeze. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.